This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We may be a comic duo, but we take mental health very serious. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service and is completely online. BetterHelp is a network with over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, answer a few questions, and BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network.
You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/amp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/amp.
Go.
Yeah. So, hello.
Hi.
It has been a very long time since we recorded Anxiety.
Yeah.
And I've had something on my mind and I didn't even tell you about it.
I know.
Usually I send you a text and say, this is what we're going
to
talk about.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever. And with the Clopin podcast too, you know, I kind of give you an idea. But I wanted to get your opinion on this because first, I don't know if it's because I noticed it because I once had a very low self-esteem. So I noticed it. Or if it was that obvious that I noticed it, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start from the beginning. We went to the Prof concert.
Yes.
Had a blast.
Yes.
Tons of people.
Yes.
If you want to know more about it, go on the Clopin Effect
right.
podcast. We talk about it. So I had to go use the bathroom. And
uh-huh.
And I won't say had to get another drink, but I did. And then there were so many people that I just didn't want to push my way back to you and our group.
Which I was... leaving room.
Yes, you were leaving room for me.
I had elbows out and my legs spread.
Yes, and I was just like, it's fine. I'm just going to stay back here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's because we've had these podcasts for the past 3 years, but I've become the observer.
Yes.
And so I am enjoying myself. I love the music. I'm listening. But as I do that, and because I'm in the back, I'm looking around. So I'm looking at couples and people by the bar. And I'm just, you know, I'd like to find stories, right?
Right.
So for this one, though, I had a couple in front of me, and I'm not going to describe them. You can just think of how you want to think about it. But the girl was standing on the left-hand side up against a pole, kind of looking at the band or at Prof. And then we'll just call him her boyfriend, okay?
Okay.
So then the boyfriend was standing there. And he was enjoying the show, looking straight at, and I'm behind them, okay? So just picture that. I see two people in front of me. And she spent her whole time looking around, looking at people, looking down at herself, looking like at how she looked, fixing her hair, fixing her, and not in a in a low self-esteem kind of way, okay?
Right.
So picture that.
Right.
Not like I'm full of myself.
Right.
I'm going to flip my hair and fix my, no. Like it was
like, do
so
I look okay?
Strong.
Is everybody staring at me?
Yes.
Why did I wear this shirt? It's too clingy on my belly.
And so I thought, okay, don't stare at her because then that's going to make it worse if she catches me staring at her. But of course I did. And I'm like, well, who is she looking at? Because at first she was looking at the stage, then she wasn't at all. And you could just almost, now I write in my book, it says don't assume. So I'm not assuming, but you could almost sense that she wasn't having a good time. She was worried about things. Okay. Yes. It's sad. Now she may not have been sad. So just, this is just an outside person watching this. Right. But so then I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep observing, you know, really wasn't a song I liked. No, I'm kidding. I liked all his songs. And so I'm watching her observe and she's looking at the petite, small, half shirts, kind of thing. And she's kind of looking. And then the reason why I also say this is because she would look and then she would look over at her boyfriend to see if he was looking she was looking at.
Yeah.
And then she was kind of looking at other couples. And he, I'm going to tell you, you know, usually we man hate. I mean, we're just, you know, but he was not.
No.
He was looking at the stage. So, you know, whether they had history of him doing something where she had to worry about it or whatever, we don't know.
Right.
And I didn't go up to her and say anything. Although my instinct was, I need to walk over there and tell her cute boots or cute hair
you look
or
great.
Or you know, you are just a cute couple or something like that, which I didn't, because then that would just be weird and it could have made it worse.
No, I think it would have helped. But...
So we don't know the history, but now you kind of know what the vibe was,
right,
and how maybe she was feeling. I personally think that, well, I used to have a low self-esteem, and I remember getting home from things and thinking, did I even enjoy myself? Or was I worried about what people were thinking of me or everything else? So I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm generally one who doesn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you are always self-aware, right? So like you said, maybe they had something happen in the past where she's kind of looking where he's looking. And then I feel as we get older, mm-hmm, I always look at the younger girls and I'm like, damn, that was fun.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know that. You know, we all kind of go through that, I think, especially, you know, maybe she didn't know the person we saw on stage.
Sure.
So maybe she wasn't comfortable not knowing the songs everybody around her singing, you know.
Right. I mean, it could be anything.
A million things. Yes. Yeah.
And only what I observed, like both of us could have been standing there watching and staring and being weird.
Yeah.
But, and you might have thought something completely different.
Right.
And for me, for some reason, my feeling was, oh my gosh, this girl has the lowest self-esteem. She's but you, like, I love that you're thinking, she probably doesn't even know him. She's there with her boyfriend. And so she's bored looking around and thinking, oh, cute top.
Yeah.
Oh, cute. Don't know. Yeah. Because, you know, when we're thinking about things, our faces are very serious.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I noticed today I was walking around with my
mug,
my bitch face. I was just irritated today. But anyways, that is, it's pretty amazing how we interpret differently.
Yes.
Right? And that's art in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You could find something fascinating, and I find it disgusting.
Yes,
you know?
So, of course, I went to ChatGPT.
We love it.
Well, actually, I went to it and asked it, you know, like building a better self-esteem or self-confidence in public, and then it logged me out, so I had to redo it. So now we have different answers.
Damn internet. Damn you, ChatGPT.
But the computer... AI is giving us some ideas on if you do suffer from this or you do. Oh, I have ants crawling up our little
fucking ant. I'm not touching it. I'm leaving it there.
I have these big black carpenter ants.
They're the carpenter ants.
Yeah, and I think it's because I have the window open because it's so beautiful out.
No way.
Yeah, blow it down off of there. We have,
now he's gonna crawl on my leg.
What are these called? Like dividers so that
you
can hear us when we're recording, and he was climbing up on that.
He was trying to get into my ear.
Not a earwig though.
Ah,
yuck.
Ooh. Anyways.
So of course I looked up AI. So this is, you know, take this with a grain of salt because it's a computer telling you what to do. But if you feel that you go places with your significant other and you're just shy or your self-esteem drops or you're just not feeling confident, this is the ideas that it's going to give you. So it says stand tall and maintain good posture. I think that is big because
my opinion on that is I think you're pompous. Like, oh, look at you with your perfect posture, you know?
Now, do you think you would say that to somebody? No, you wouldn't care.
No, I would never say it. I might think it.
So maybe when we block, right? They always talk about how you block your core. So you put your hands out and then you're slouching and you're leaning over.
I just always slouch because I have bad posture.
Well, I mean, me too. I look at pictures. I'm like, why are you doing that? Roll your shoulders back. Good posture not only makes you look more confident, but actually can help you feel more confident.
We always make fun of girls in school saying, oh, you're just sticking your titties out.
I know, right? Maybe that's why we all have issues now as adults.
Probably.
Because we had to go through that kind of stuff when we were younger.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, you stand up tall and they're like, why you got your nose up? Yeah. And why you got your, exactly.
Get your titties out.
Another one says smile and make eye contact with people. So instead of looking at their outfits, smile at them.
Yeah. I definitely do that one a lot.
I can see that shows confidence. Even when I walk into a store when we're working.
Right.
I feel like people think that I know more than I do because I smile and say hello.
Yeah.
Even if I'm the shopper, I forget that I'm not working in a store. So I'm, you know, looking at people and smiling and saying hi and stuff.
I'm always
stuff,
like,
so.
I don't know. I don't work here. And they're like, oh.
This next one says dress comfortably and appropriately.
I guess if you dress
inappropriately or not comfortable, then you're fiddling with it all night. And then that could cause even more. I remember hearing stories of the girls that would duct tape their boobs for prom. And then that's all they worried about is if the silver duct tape would show through the dress.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know, you'd use a bobby pin worried about the bobby pin all night long.
Dude, I can't imagine ripping duct tape off of my boobs.
I'm hoping that they had something underneath it.
Sick.
But it was like just to kind of keep everything together. Or I heard, you know, like they would just sew something that might have ripped a little bit, but then you're worried about the sew. So just make sure that you're comfortable and it's appropriate and that you just feel like...
I've been on a Gilmore Girls kick, so if I think inappropriate, I think whatever Lorelai Gilmore is wearing.
Okay, people probably, I haven't seen that, but I'm sure
you
others.
Never have. Yeah. She's like, I'm doing air quotes, she's always dressed inappropriately, you know? Like, she doesn't look bad. No. It was the style. It was like 2003. It was low-cut jeans, you know?
Okay. Practice positive self-talk. So I've learned in all my That's classes hard. Last year that anything you say out loud, your brain is listening.
Yeah.
So.
What if you don't say it out loud?
Yeah, right? What if you just keep it inside and make sure it goes way deep down until you're about to explode? No, please don't do that.
You know what? That's why I have to listen to podcasts while I'm driving or music or something. Yeah. I do not like being alone with my own brain.
Yes.
You know?
I fall asleep to my phone.
Yeah.
Like the Golden Girls or something like that. It'll wake me up in the middle of the night and then I'll shut it off if I think I can fall back to sleep.
Yeah.
But I always have noise on.
You know
on.
Me, you've shared hotel rooms with me. I always fall asleep with the TV on.
Yep, always. Yeah. I went up to Wisconsin. I had to go all the way up to Neenah, Wisconsin.
I know that was
And
far.
Back today.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to a book called She's Not Sorry. It's by Karen something. I'm sorry that I don't remember the last name. It's very good.
Is it?
Kept my interest the whole time in between phone calls and Teams meetings and all that. So, yeah, it was good. It was good. Okay, so it says just take your negative thoughts and put positive. Like, I am capable. I am confident. I am pretty.
I try to say I will do this.
Yes. I get to do this.
I will do this today. It's not an option.
Yeah. It says prepare and plan ahead. If you know that you're going to be in a public situation, prepare in advance, which means that would be like a social event, like preparing how you're going to act or, you know, boost your own confidence, have a little bit of caffeine to kind of wake you up or anything like that. If you want, I don't know. I usually don't prepare anything.
Prepare, don't have 3 shots of tequila before you go
in. I would say yes.
I mean... Depends.
Do you know how I used to prepare? In my mind, I would tell people off that I knew were probably going to say something.
Oh, really?
Because I am so bad at the clapbacks.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a new 2024 word for that. What is it called?
I don't know.
But someone
shit talking.
I am terrible at it.
I am
so
too.
In my mind, I'm already fighting with the person that I know is going to say something to me, so that I'm prepared to say something. But then usually when they go to say something to me, then it turns out like a rah, rah, you know, because I've been thinking about it for an hour. Why?
Well, that's
why do I do that?
Because then 2 years later, you think about it in the shower. Like, I should have said that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 4 years later, I'm still thinking of what I should have said.
It's so bad.
Just a couple weeks ago, I'm in the elevator with someone, and I said, oh, I'm Meredith. I said, nice to meet you. I'm so sorry about, number one, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do what I do. I said, I'm so sorry about all the emails. And he said something like, yeah, when you have an outside source of finance, blah, 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 it gets kind of confusing. And I immediately went, oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I just... went everywhere I could think of, like, that he was saying something bad to me. And he was just talking about outsourcing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it was just an awkward conversation for me. I was like, oh, yep. Like,
Mm-hmm. All that financing stuff. Really
the problem is, I will... you know, like introduce myself. I'll see someone and be like, oh, I'm Meredith and blah, blah, blah. But then I don't ever expect a response back. And then when they do, I don't know what to say after that. I need to get better at that.
I just go, hi, I'm Cass. It's like 10 second Tom.
Yeah.
On 51st dates. Hi, I'm Cass. That's just all I say. Hi, I'm Cass.
I think Adam Sandler had him in Blended too. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
And I think he's at the pharmacy. Hi, I'm Tom.
It's all of the same people Sandler's
it's so
movies.
Fun.
I love it.
Celebrate small wins. That could be anything.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, right before you go out?
Maybe sometimes we celebrate a little too much.
Avoid comparing yourself to others.
That's impossible.
Right? Yeah. It's so hard now, yeah. Especially with social media.
I was just going to say, since social media.
My daughter and I were just talking about this. Don't compare yourself to people on social media.
You can't.
There's so many filters. Yeah. There's AI, as we're using right now for this. You just can't. Put the phone away.
It's not even real.
Yeah.
You know? They have these fake lives on social media and they, you know, look happy and all put together and really they're a mess and miserable when the camera's not on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everybody, but.
I had a friend once tell me when you walk into a room, give yourself one positive word like, I'm the nicest person in this room. Or I usually don't use like, I'm the prettiest person in this world, in this room. Or I'm the best dressed in this world. Usually it was something like, I have the biggest smile in this room. I'm the nicest person. Yeah. And for some reason you would go and then you would smile and you'd be the nicest person that night. And then you would accomplish that small win.
I feel like I'm like that. Like I got to come up with something else.
Yeah.
Besides those two. Cause I am.
You always
the biggest
are.
Biggest smiler.
Yes.
And I'm usually the nicest.
Yes. Or I'm not going to stand in any corner of this party. I'm going to go meet five new people. Or I'm going to give yourself a small, or maybe one if you're an introvert.
How am I going to observe if I don't stand in the corner?
Right? Right? But small wins, right?
My back up against the
wall. Now the ant is on my computer.
Stop.
I just had to hit him off.
Oh, my God. Now I feel like I got ants on me.
Oh, no. What is happening? It's the same ant. It's the same ant.
I got ants in my pants.
How did he just crawl up to my computer?
He probably crawled up my back and down my microphone cord.
Another one is, as we know, breathing techniques. Just breathe. Yeah. If we are introverts or we have anxiety, just breathe a little bit before entering a room. Because it's a way of taking care of yourself.
Right.
Because you may walk into that room and hold your breath for 4 minutes and you don't even know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can feel the in your neck and in your, you know, shoulders. You can feel the stress. Just take a couple deep breaths. Muscles and all
Everybody
that.
Everybody roll your shoulders.
Yeah,
and take
roll
a deep
your
breath.
Shoulders. Roll your shoulders back and take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And then it says to keep a journal, but I don't know. I think there's enough in our heads.
You know what? My sister read my journal one time and I vowed to never write anything down ever again.
There's apps for like secret pictures and journals and all that. Do that.
Why do you have two calculator apps on your phone?
That's a whole nother episode.
Don't look at it. It's my secrets.
Just love yourself, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sorry it took so long for us to start recording again. I have a new job. I'm working with you now. We're having
new
a great
job.
We're having a great job. We're having a great time.
New job goofing.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So, but thanks. Be, you know, keep your head up. Keep your titties up.
Up and out.
Up and out.
Up and out.
Everything's going to be fine.
Remain positive. Try to.
That's right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.